She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Number four, Penn State at Kinnick tomorrow night.
I went to Kinnick last week and they finally got a win for me.
Yeah, but it was close.
Yeah. You've changed your luck now, though, Mal.
Barely. I seriously was really planning my escape in the third quarter. I was like, I really hate to give up these sweet seats, but hey, I didn't want to give them bad luck, but they turned it around after bad call, and that's a whole other thing. But I'm like, figures I go to a game that's basically a dumpster fire, but yeah. They won. Yeah. That's what counts.
That's right.
But the things I didn't like about the Hawkeyes that day was I have some concerns about Josie Jewell was kind of absent that game.
Mm-hmm.
I kept watching for him. Parker Hesse looks great. The defense looks okay. The offense was the high step and penalty all that. Oh, my. That was a horrible call.
Yeah.
I'm not a booer. I don't boo at games. I hate booers.
Yeah.
But I was a booer.
You were booing then.
I booed like you have never booed before, and I almost lost my voice. I was a bitter booer, and I hated dealing with those people. But, we all danced at the end.
That's right.
Yep.
But anyway, the Penn State Nittany Lions, they're ranked fourth in the country. They're 3-0, and they've had three sloppy wins, so to speak, but not really, because they've killed everybody. But they haven't really played anybody either. They, they beat Akron, like 53-0 or something like that. But Iowa State put on some, put the points up against them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Their running back, Saquon Barkley, has been, he's a Heisman candidate. He's a stud. He's very dangerous out of the backfield. Their quarterback, Trace McSorley, he's one of those guys that can do it both. He's a pocket passer. He can run. That can give the Hawkeyes some trouble.
Yeah.
Now, the Hawkeyes are like 4-0 in their last night games, and they can upset anybody anywhere. And, well, not anywhere. They can upset people at night at Kinnick.
Right.
Anytime, anywhere, as long as we meet these two conditions.
There's an asterisk on the helmet. But anyway, so, I don't know. I've been looking at, I was one of their last five Big Ten openers. They're like, when they've opened against Penn State three times, they beat them every time. I mean, there's a lot of things, stars lining up for the Hawks. Nate Stanley is, if you look at his numbers, he's starting out like Chuck Long and Chuck Hartley did back in the day.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is, no doubt.
And then Butler, James Butler and Akram Wadley, Butler's going to be out from what I understand. And I also heard a term, maybe you've heard this, that everybody's calling him Butlod for their combination.
For Butler and Wadley?
Oh, I hadn't heard that, no.
I heard it at the game, and I heard it somewhere else, and I'm like, oh my God, this is really a thing. So hashtag buttwad.
I feel like we could do better.
Really? That's kind of good. You have to admit that.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, but, Penn State's favored by 12. Penn State has been cranking the tunes at practice because they say that the way the stadium's set up, people are sitting on top of you. And, they're a little concerned. But when they're concerned, that means they're more prepared in my eyes.
Yeah, I agree.
This is their first true test. A lot of people are picking Iowa to upset Penn State tomorrow night. I am not one of them.
No.
I think that Penn State is a little more put together. I think Iowa's right there, but they're too inconsistent. Yeah. And if they control the clock, and they have to control the clock. And from what I understand, Penn State's not that good on third down conversions. Capitalize on that. They have to do those things to win. But I don't think it's going to be enough. Barrett's prepared for these guys or these type of games like nobody else. But Penn State's just got the edge this season. Iowa's getting better and better. I think they're better than last year, really. And I think that they're going to win in a close one. I'm going to go with a score of like 27-24. I think it's
going to
be one of those heartbreaker losses.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I kind of think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. We hope you're wrong, but yep. All right, Mal. There you go. By the way, what's your record on the picks so far this year?
I'm 5-1, and the one being when I stupid Cyclones over the Hawkeyes. Enjoy yeah. your bye week, Cyclones. Just go out and, you know, go to the farmer's market. Go, you know, go save a tree or something.
Yeah. Follow her on Facebook. It's her page is Mal the Sports Gal, and on Twitter it's at Mal Sports Gal. And you can follow her both those places there. Good to talk to you, Mal. Have a great weekend.
Good luck. Go Hawks.
Good luck with the warts.
And the garage sale.
And the garage sale.
The warts and garage sale will be the highlight of my Friday. This will be a blast.
Bye, Mal.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.